Live from the Car Care Studios, it's the CNC Auto Show with your personal on-air and online automotive service advisors, Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney. So climb in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride on the CNC Auto Show.
Welcome to the CNC Auto Show. I'm Aaron Clements here with our co-host today, Justin Courtney.
Good morning.
Back to the show.
Welcome back to the show,
Justin.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. Justin's an expert technician,
and he's also well known for his high level of diagnostic skills. And today, you can take advantage of all that knowledge by asking Justin your automotive questions. And along with that, we'll be talking about ways that you can squeeze more out of a gallon of gas, which is kind of huge right now.
Really is.
Now, to ask questions and to join the show and to have some fun, just dial 800-224-9090 or 706-863-5800. And that's on any Saturday morning between 8:05 and 10 Eastern time. You can listen right here on this station, or you can listen on iHeart. You can watch us live on Facebook. Whatever you want to do, you jump right in there and do it. And we will go over to Jeff.
And we still got Jeff on there.
Yeah, Jeff was mentioning a few things before we closed out the last hour, before we had to pull over and run inside for a quick break. So we're going back to Jeff. Jeff, mention to us the issue that you were having with your Chevrolet pickup.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, gotcha, Jeff, gotcha. We got you now. You know, I'm beginning to think that the problem with this, with us not hearing you, is user error on my part. All right, what was your Chevrolet pickup truck doing again?
Your oil pressure.
It's oil pressure 60. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're cutting in and out. I think we got a problem with the phone line.
Well, it might be because we had that before too.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can hear me, I'm going to tell you what I ran into. Can you hear me, Jeff, at all?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. When I worked for General Motors for a long time, and on 04 to 06, it could be coincidental that the change in the sensor makes it work different. It might make it reset the gauge in some way. But those things, that particular generation of General Motors truck, had a lot of problems with the gauge driving motors in them. And what they would do is when they would, there are some people who take them apart and replace them. Is what we do is when we get one, we just send it out and have it rebuilt. And if you've done through three oil pressure sending units, I wonder if unplugging it and plugging it back in makes it reset for a while or something. But what those things are notorious for.
I've unplugged it, turned it on, shut it off, plugged it back in, turned it on, shut it off. It still pegs it. The only thing that makes it go away is changing the unit.
That is weird. What you might do is, you're using AC Delco, which is factory aftermarket, which is, it's General Motors aftermarket division, so to speak.
Yes.
But those things to keep in mind too, do you have any other gauges that are stuck at the bottom or stuck at the top? Like the gas.
Everything else works great.
Okay. Cause that 06 generation was real bad about those. But it's odd that changing the sensor would make it, yeah.
Jeff, are you changing the sensors yourself each time when you do this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Is it a heavy problem to, I realize those are not easy oil sending units to change. I guess what I'm wondering if you was to use a factory GM oil sending unit.
And I have one more question for Jeff, too. When you take that sensor out on the LS generation engine, which I meant to tell you about, we'll get back to that in a minute. On the underneath that sensor, there's a screen. Did you change that?
This one doesn't have one.
Okay.
I didn't see one in that 06.
You got it. Well, maybe certain VIN break points don't have it. But a lot of times when we do them, we always replace that screen because it can cause a lot of weird stuff to happen too.
And I have one other thought that you might do, and this is something you would need to be very careful doing. But let's say that if it was at a situation where the gauge was completely pegged out, if it was possible to get your hand over the wiring harness and wiggle the harness a little bit and have someone else inside the vehicle. And I normally tell them to just barely tap the horn or tap on something to let me know that it moved. Have you tried that?
Yep.
And one more thing
I'll
I would
do next, yeah.
If you have access to a technician with a scan tool, I would look, yep. I would hook up to it and look and go into the data stream. Have your technician, whoever it is, go into the data stream. And one of the PIDs should be oil pressure. And see if the computer actually thinks is mirroring what the gauge is saying. Or within, you know, it's not going to be exact.
Yeah, that's
but
a good thought. If it is doing that, then right. most likely it has to do with the sensor.
Something
if
with,
it's not doing that,
it's something to do,
something to
on,
do with the gauge.
On this side
yeah.
of the sensor. So get a scan tool
okay,
on it.
I'll
and
try that.
Yeah, one of the PIDs in the data stream should be on an 06. That's new enough. It should, I would think, have you could look and it'll see what the computer is actually reading for oil pressure, because there's a lot of things that the computer is watching oil pressure for. If it drops down, it can shut the fuel pump down and, you know, make it, you know, so for those fail safes built into some of these.
And I'm sure you've done this, but just spray some air all in that connector real well, too, to make sure there's no oily substance in there that could track and cause it to act up. But at least
that's
that'll give you some ideas, Jeff.
Yeah, look at that scan tool and
thank
see if it's showing the same thing.
Today. Thank you.
Thank you for calling,
we
Jeff.
We appreciate you calling very much. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, hope you keep getting better with that leg.
Take oh, I'm working yourself. On it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
He's probably doing more than he should.
Bye-bye. Okay, the number to call is 706-863-5800 or 800-224-9090. And I want to make – oh, this we will go to – Ron. Hey, Ron, welcome
morning,
to the
Ron.
CNC Auto Show.
Thank you very much. Since you have a GM tech there, I would like to ask him if he heard anything, whether they're coming back out with the Chevrolet Bolt.
The Chevy Volt. I do not know. I've been out of the... I still work on General Motors products every day, but I've been out of the inner... Okay. circle of GM. I don't know. I couldn't give you an honest answer on that.
Okay.
But I know that it hasn't been in production for several years. That was one of the
Bolt, B-O-L-T.
V-O-L-T, yeah. I don't think they've made it. Oh, the Bolt.
Not the Volt.
Oh, Bolt.
Uh-huh.
I don't even, is that
yeah.
a...
Yeah, the one they had the battery fire on.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't give you an honest answer
anyway,
on that, right?
They quit production on those last August because of the LG batteries in there were shorting out.
Uh-huh.
But since then, they have fixed that problem, but all they're doing now is replacing the batteries from the 2017 on up.
Uh-huh.
And they quit production of making that car. But that was a lot more affordable car for around town use.
Uh-huh.
What I was looking at this year, I was hoping to buy two new vehicles. One, the Ford Maverick small pickup hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other would be the all-electric Chevrolet Bolt, B-O-L-T,
mm-hmm.
for around town driving. With mm-hmm. about a 250-mile range.
That's pretty good.
You drive it all day. You come home. You plug it in your driveway. The next morning, it's ready to go again.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cost you between somewhere around $12 for electricity.
Yeah.
That's if you go 250 miles,
yeah.
which I don't know anybody that does that around town.
And Ron, that could be good. I do know that they ceased production on the Ford Maverick. I don't have a clear picture of that. And I don't know if either one of these has to do with the chip shortage or not, of the issue that they're having with computer chips. But I will say that I know that, as far as I know, I don't know when they're going to be building the Ford Maverick again or being able to sell them.
Now,
the Bolt.
Actually, they're still building the Ford Maverick.
Oh, okay.
They're just not taking orders anymore. They stopped taking orders on February the 22nd for the 22 Ford Maverick because they got so many orders, all of the 22 models are already sold.
Wow.
When they build them.
Yeah.
And they won't be taking orders for a 23 Maverick until August the 16th.
Hey, Ron, hold just for a second. You got some interesting points. We'll be right back.
Let's head back down to the Car Care Studio with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Clarios, the world's largest producer of automotive AGM batteries, which are precision engineered to meet the electrical demands we put on today's vehicles. Learn more at autobatteries.com. I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney. We're back on the road, ready to answer your automotive questions and discuss ways that you can save some money on gas. Give us a call, 800-224-9090. You can also watch us live on Facebook. You can listen to us on iHeart. Whatever you want to do, we're ready. We were talking with Ron. Ron, we were talking about the Chevy Bolt. And I'm going to be open with you. I don't have very much information on the Chevrolet Bolt.
I've been out of the Chevy loop for a while.
Now, of course, the Volt got some information on. I do know that you were talking about the Ford Maverick. You answered a question for me. I didn't know exactly why they...
Huh? Weren't you actually interested in the Maverick?
Well, we had planned to buy Ford Maverick. We had needed another parts truck.
Yeah.
And I knew they were built on the Escape body frame. And we had just planned to get one because they sit low to the ground and we give a lot of people rides in that vehicle. And I wanted to where somebody could get in and out real easily. Well, they ceased production, so we had to go find another vehicle and or looking for another vehicle. So we so that's on the Maverick, on the Bolt. I don't know.
I want to tell you one
quick thing, though, that I found getting into too many brand new items. I was a little nervous anyway on the Maverick. I always look at that first
year.
Well, the first cowboy that tops that hill is going to get the arrow. little nervous there. Yeah.
And the Bolt proved it with their battery, apparently.
Yeah. Somebody caught an arrow on that one.
Yeah. Well, what happened on the Bolt, the LG batteries, they found that the positive tip on the battery was too close to the ground. These batteries were built in Mexico, and it shorted it out. Wow. And since then, LG, they're going to pay $2 billion to replace all of the Bolt batteries back from when they started building the Bolt in 17.
Wow.
And that's why they hadn't started production back on the car yet. They'll probably have to rename it because it's got a bad reputation now.
Yeah.
But people that have those cars absolutely love them.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to give them up.
Wow.
But anyway, on the Ford Maverick, it'll go 42 miles on a charge on the hybrid motor alone.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about a first-year production. Well, like you said, it's the whole chassis and running gear, hybrid motor and all, has been out for several years on the Escape.
That is true, yeah.
And I see a lot of videos on these, and people, they are so excited about them.
Uh-huh.
And they think it's the best thing that's come out in a long time. And all the 22s are already sold.
Wow.
You can't even order one.
Well, but, Ron, you have updated us today.
Yep, and we appreciate all that.
That's what the show's all about.
Just go on YouTube and you can find a lot of information.
Uh-huh. Well, Ron, we really do appreciate you calling and sharing some of that information.
You.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
All right. The number to call, 800-224-9090. I want to say thank you again to Ron, and we really do enjoy that. When somebody calls in, they've done some research, they got
some information. Yep.
Sharing it with the team. We love that. Okay, we will go over to, make sure we'll get this right, we'll go over to Jim. Jim, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
I believe it's Tim, Aaron.
Oh, is that Tim?
That's Tim.
Well, I told our producer, Mason, to expand that screen a little bit. He has not done it, and I know he can figure out a way to do that.
Watch it be Jim. Is okay. It Tim?
Hey, Tim, welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Thank you, Aaron and Justin. Aaron, do you have your glasses on? That might help.
Well, you're very lucky that Justin was here. If he wasn't, we would have to go down to the wherever you go and have your name changed to Jim, and that would have been very time consuming. So
yeah, only because I'm sitting closer to the screen
as the name. He corrected it. But yes, sir. What can we help you with?
Well. Okay, I've got a 2003 Sonoma, small truck, and my daughter's driving it. She called me late last night and said the wipers are not working quite right. It was intermittent and just doing things that it wasn't responding to the regular or high speed.
Did you say Sonoma? Did you say
Sonoma? Tim, yes.
Sonoma, a GMC Sonoma.
Yes.
On an S10, correct. An S10 chassis? Like a Chevy S10 type?
So.
Yeah. Small Chevy pickup. Okay.
Yes, small.
All right, I'm going to tell you, I've seen this lots of times. Exactly what you're saying on that truck. On your wiper motor.
So.
Go ahead.
Okay. I did a little research, and I saw something about a circuit board that needs to be replaced. Is that what you were going to say?
They call it a pulse board, but yes, yeah, that's
that
the.
Again?
They call it a pulse board, but yes, that's the long and the short of it. It is a circuit board, and when they go out, sometimes the wipers won't turn on, they won't turn off. You know, you'll be sitting in the driveway, and your wipers will just keep going, stuff like that.
Right. So, is that something I can change out?
It is. Hold on just one second. We might have to pull over for a sec. I'm going to give it to Aaron.
Yeah, we're going to pull over. We're going to pull over very quickly. We'll be right back. And after that, Justin will give you a few tips on how to replace that part. Be right back.
It's time for more good stuff with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
We are back, and thank you for waiting. I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney, and we are back on the road ready to answer your automotive questions and discuss ways that you can save some fuel. And, of course, right now, fuel is money. Big money.
It really, really is a lot of it.
Big money, yeah. And so give us a call, 800-224-9090. You can also watch us live on Facebook, listen on iHeart, send us a message at aaron@ccautoshow.com. We were talking with Tim.
We were
see, talking, I got it right that time, Tim.
Not Jim. We were talking to him about his windshield
wipers. Talking to Tim and talking about the Sonoma truck.
Sonoma truck,
and I think Justin mentioned that he may have some details on that board that you were talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Tim, it's been a while since I've seen one, but I've replaced probably 100 of those things over the years. When you look back at your firewall, we open your hood and look back, you see your windshield wiper motor there. There's a black surface that's facing you, and there's three little screws in it. They're either Allen or Torx. I'm not sure. But you
I think those were Torx bits.
I think they were. They were like a T15 or a T20
something like
or something.
That, if I remember right.
And you unplug your connector from it, and that when you take those little screws out, that thing just pulls out, and there's male and female spade connectors in there that connect themselves back together as you slide it in. It slides into grooves. It's really simple. You probably find a YouTube video on it if you wanted. But the, you can go to, down to O'Reilly or Advance and Dorman. There's an aftermarket outfit called Dorman that makes these things. They're not very expensive. I wouldn't imagine it being too much, Aaron.
Yeah. I don't think they're very expensive. Yeah. I'd hate to say how much because I don't really
know. It's been a while since I bought one, but they probably have it, you know, in stock. And go down there and you can probably Google it. Go on Dorman's website and put in your year, make, and model and windshield wiper pulse board. You don't typically have to replace the whole wiper motor.
Mm-hmm. And that's at DormanProducts.com.
Yeah, just go there.
Is their website.
Yep. And it, or you can go to O'Reilly. Or
well, O'Reilly will be able to sell the Dorman
sell it
products.
To him.
You can go to O'Reilly and get the part.
And that should
O'Reilly
take care of it. It's really, really common on that generation of vehicle. It changed lots and lots of them.
Let me ask, if you're facing the engine... from the outside, is it off to the right or to the left? Where is it?
I wanted to say it was close to the center on those S10s.
Yeah. A little closer to the driver's side, but
on the
firewall, a little closer to the center.
Yeah, at the base of the windshield. At the base of the windshield, there, you'll see the windshield wiper motor. And the windshield wiper motor is kind of a It's pretty right. It should be right there in your face.
And if you do purchase the part. I would recommend while you're there, if you don't have those Torx bits, go ahead and get a set of those because you will end up needing them.
Yeah, you don't want to drive all the way home and then not have the right
thing.
And,
yeah.
And, because it's not, is kind of a those little star, a Torx, little star shaped, little bitty screw.
I'm sorry, what do you call those?
Torx, T-O-R-X. And you can buy a little set of them for $10.
Yeah, just snap a picture of one on your truck, unless you're driving your truck there. If you drive your truck there to get the part, then just go inside and say, hey, I want one that'll fit this. Or you may decide to get a little set of them. And those are not really expensive either.
$10 or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So that should take care of that. Okay, it's really, really common.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Tim, great call. Thank you. Number to call, 800-224-9090. You give us a call, ask your question. Justin, I didn't even lay a tech tip quiz on the table this time, did I? But that's okay.
I don't think so.
We'll use it next week because we got Travis on the line, and we're going to go over and talk to Travis. Hey, Travis, what can we help you with today?
Are you there, Travis?
Yes.
There he is.
All right, we got you.
Sorry about the wait. What can we do for you?
On the line makes it hard to hear. The question that I have is concerning extended warranty.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Okay, I think I got you now.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
We can hear you, Travis.
Okay. What I've got is I've been looking.
Travis, you faded out on us, or of course you coming and going. Try one more time.
I think.
Okay.
Oh, there you
are. Yeah, we got you now, Travis.
Okay, my question is about extended warranty.
Uh-huh.
We've been looking at a warranty company.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we must have missed half of what you're saying. I don't know if we're having phone troubles on this end or if we've had several, but mention your concern about your extended warranty one more time and let's try to grab it this time.
Okay, the extended warranty that we're looking at is Endurance. The company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think we're losing.
Travis,
I think Travis is going in.
Yeah,
and out on
I think
us.
we're losing you. I'm gonna if you do give us a call back. In the meantime, we'll be saying a few words about extended warranties.
Yeah, for sure.
And that way, we'll do all we can, and maybe if he calls back, we can
deal with those every day.
Some of the things I always like to mention on extended warranties, some of them can be very good.
Very good. Some of them not so much.
We take extended warranties and we enjoy working on extended warranties for, I would say, even 90% of the of the warranty companies, we call them, let them know what's wrong. One of the things that we've run into on extended warranties, though, is sometimes people think that you're going to have a problem with your vehicle and almost anything that happens to it from then on is going to be covered. Right. And that's definitely not the case. Yeah. In at least 90% of the time, that's not the case. Most warranty companies are a breakdown warranty. If you have a part that breaks, for instance, the rear end brakes, transmission brakes, the air conditioner actually breaks, they are, if they're mentioned in the warranty, they're most likely covered. But if it's maintenance, let's say you need an evacuate in a service on an air conditioning service,
or
you
brakes need brakes, or normal, you need wear and tear items
and hoses. Those normal wear and tear items are not covered.
Right.
And the other thing that you can run into is the time that the vehicle will be worked on in some cases can take longer.
Because of the weight, yeah.
Yeah,
the
service advisor.
The administration side of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You have that administration side, just like you're saying. That service advisor is actually got two customers.
Be on the phone and on the internet.
And that other. Yep. Yeah, exactly. They're talking back and forth.
And then he's got a technician in one of his ears trying to.
Yeah. Saying, hey, this is what's there. So the time that it takes to repair the vehicle can be longer, not all the time. But you just have to just keep that in mind that it may not necessarily be the shop's fault or the service advisor's fault that something's taking a little bit longer on the vehicle. And also, everything may not be covered. They may pay for part of the repair and not all of the repair.
And you may have a deductible.
And a deductible. Very good point. But
the best advice, if somebody, anybody, Travis, if you're still listening, anybody who's considering looking at a extended warranty, be mindful of the ones that really push the ads. They might be okay, but look, get online and read reviews. Look at the Better Business Bureau, because there's some of them that are fantastic. We deal with some that are very good.
Yes, we do.
And they actually care about their customers and they want to get the car fixed as quick as they can. There are others that just deny everything.
Well, there are a few. Now, again, this is kind of rare, but there's a few that you'll call and they say, oh, I'm sorry, it's Thursday, it's after 2. Yeah. It's not covered.
Oh, that's not covered. They didn't buy that tier level. Whatever.
Just be careful with your shopping and be sure what you get. Now, we have Travis on the line.
That might be him.
Travis, were you the gentleman we were talking to about extended warranties?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we mentioned a few words about extended warranties. Did any of that cover some of the stuff you were looking for?
A lot of it did. The one question I had was concerning a particular company. I don't know if you want me to mention the name. But,
oh, I don't mind. You can say anything.
And it did have very good reviews. It had the best reviews of all the ones that we were looking at. But my question was, as a repair facility, how much trouble do you usually have to get them to actually cover?
All right. Travis, you're not going to believe this, but we will have to pull over to the road just for a little bit, and we will be right back, and we will be ready.
We will talk to you.
Yeah, we'll be ready to answer that question.
Welcome back to more of the CNC Auto Show with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Clarios, the world's largest producer of automotive AGM batteries, which are precision engineered to meet the electrical demands we put on today's vehicles. Learn more at autobatteries.com. And the number to call is 800-224-9090. We were talking with Travis. Travis, welcome back into the car we're riding in, and we were talking about your extended warranties. I really appreciate that question because that does give us a great opportunity to let people know about the good parts and the bad parts of extended warranties. And while we were on the break, I was talking to Justin, and one of the things I mentioned that many times it's not necessarily the warranty, but sometimes it's the way it was sold. Yeah. Somebody saying, yeah, everything's covered. You never have to worry about car repairs again.
For sure.
And then somebody's got that in their mind. And
read
then when the poor
print,
service advisor has to say, no, I'm sorry that part of it's not covered or that's not covered, or they'll pay this amount but won't pay that amount.
And there'll be different levels of, I'm sorry, Aaron, I mean,
no, that's good.
There'll be different levels of coverage you can buy. Like you can buy the powertrain, and then you can get powertrain plus, and then you can get like,
I think your term there, know what you're buying.
Know what you're buying, because the salesman's going to sell you, going to tell you whatever, or salesperson is going to tell you whatever you want to hear to get you to close the deal.
Yeah.
So just make sure you read. And some of them are great.
Yeah, they are. We've run into some very good ones. And Travis, you were mentioning some things about the one you were looking at. What was that again?
Oh, we were looking at one that was had some very high ratings from what we researched online.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings were pretty high, and but the cost is pretty expensive for what I would want to get something that would cover electrical and drivetrain and pretty much everything in the vehicle. But my main question is, as a repair shop, which you've pretty much answered so far, but is how much trouble does the owner of the vehicle usually have with getting the warranty company to actually pay for the service that's provided?
Well, the good part, well, I guess it's good. It's good for you is that, like, say you bring it to a licensed, certified facility, the service advisor at that facility is the one who gets to deal with it. You know, his technician is, it really is. His technician, it's providing it's covered. If it's not covered, then obviously then you're going to be dealing with it. But if it is covered, him and his technician are going to work it out. They're going to come up with an estimate. They're going to present it to that company. The company's going to say yay or nay if you have a deductible or not. And then the technician, they start work on it straight away.
And what type of vehicle do you have, Travis?
I have an 08 Suburban.
Okay. Those are pretty low maintenance. Now, here's some of the things I've seen. If there's a vehicle out there that has been known for some issues, which there are some things that can pop up on that one that can be pretty large, mm-hmm. having to do, I'm not sure if that one had some of the lifter issues or not. But
08 was early DOD, so
okay,
yeah,
it did not. But for instance, some models had some problems with lifters and things like that. A person could purchase a policy like that and have a major engine issue and possibly even get out with just a deductible.
Right, $100 or $200 when it's actually a $2,000 bill.
It very easily. So things like that, you could come out very well. Now, as a general rule, what I find is the people who take really good care of their cars and perform the maintenance, unless they're driving something that's known to have a fair amount of issues, they're less likely to get the benefits of that warranty because the oil changes are not covered anyway. The coolant exchanges are not covered anyway.
Evacuating recharge is not covered.
In my opinion, if you got a vehicle that's known for, I guess the term, good bones.
Sure. Which a Suburban is technically just a Chevy truck, and they're pretty good.
Exactly. Then many times you can take that same amount of money and invest that in the maintenance on the vehicle to make sure that all of the maintenance is done, and it's very unlikely that you're going to have a problem. Just like when I go buy a computer now, when I go buy one, I've already done my research. I'm going to buy a computer that's known to last a long time. When they ask me about extended warranty, I say no, because I know there's a very high likelihood that I'm not going to have a problem with it. Now, if there's a person that would be catastrophic if they had a $3,000-$5,000 bill was to happen to pop up by small chance, and it would be catastrophic for them for that to happen, then I would probably say, yes, a warranty might be a good idea. Do exactly what you're doing and do the shopping. Or if they it makes them sleep better at night to have a warranty to where most things are covered, I would do that too. Because again, there are some good ones out there. But I would be doing exactly what you're doing. all the research, weighing it out, laying that on the table, and have a family meeting and say, this is what we're going to decide on doing here.
Have you had any major instances with your vehicle? Is there a reason why is there something you're worried about with this car that has got you?
Actually, we just purchased this vehicle, and I have read about the lifter problems.
Mm-hmm.
What I was considering is getting a device that plugs into the OBD port that kind of bypasses that. I don't really like when it goes down into V4 mode and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I researched, it seems to be something that just basically it doesn't change the computer. It just puts it into V8 mode all the time.
Yeah, it tricks the computer.
Is that something?
I've never done it. I've read about it. I've talked to customers and stuff who've done it, and they seem to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything detrimental about it or anything.
Well, Travis, I'm going to do some research on that myself it used to be to make them to where they would stay in the 8-cylinder mode. It was a lot more involved than just plugging something in.
Yeah.
So that is an option, and that is something to think about. I will say, though, that I would say that I would look at it more like at least 80% of the time when somebody had a issue with the lifters, they were trying to extend their oil changes up to 7,000, 8,000, or not changing on a regular basis, not changing their coolant when they should. It had more to do with maintenance items than anything else.
Yeah, that a lot of folks don't know that those lifters, those DOD lifters, work off oil pressure.
Yeah.
Clean oil is good oil.
And when somebody thinks that they're doing good, trying to extend their oil change interval from 5,000, I'm good with 5,000.
Yeah, yeah.
But unless you have some type of European car
or some
vehicle that you can extend the warranties, extend the oil change interval a long time, keeping it right on that 5,000 miles and keeping your coolant exchanged, like Ford trucks, big issue that they have is coolant issues. Well, if you don't change the coolant,
the electrolysis
on a regular basis, you're going to have a lot of problems with them. So I would weigh those two out. Either way, I would recommend spending the money on maintenance, but also look at it closely and say, do I feel like I would get my a return on my investment? Or would I be ahead to lay this money to the side as if I did it? And if something does come up, it would be there in order to pay for the repair that needs to be done.
How many miles are on this Suburban?
It's just under 160. It's 159,000.
That's not a lot. That's up there a little bit, but we've seen those Chevys with a lot more than that. But
and last quick question, more because I'm curious, because we're out of time.
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Yeah, that or less. With that, how much is the warranty?
The
warranty is
over $4,000.
Okay.
Yeah. For the one-time purchase, you can get it on a monthly plan.
Yeah.
$10 a month.
Yeah, I would definitely weigh that out because you can buy a lot of maintenance and you can go a long way toward a lot of your repairs that might come up for that amount of money. Now, of course, do what you're doing, weigh it out. Okay, great question,
Travis.
Thank you very much for that call.
Thanks for sticking in with us.
Yeah, I thought that was great. We're out of gas. We will pull over for now. Producer Mason Rogers, Justin,
thank you, Aaron.
Thank
you, Mason, for having me.
Great time. We'll see you next week on the CNC Auto Show.